USA Radio News.
President Trump said today that he plans to make his Supreme Court pick by July 9th and will interview one or two candidates this weekend. The president also said he has it narrowed down to about five candidates, two of them being women. Earlier today, the president sat down with Fox Business and was asked if he would bring up Roe v. Wade with the candidates that he speaks with.
Well, that's a big one, and probably not. They're all saying, don't do that, you don't do that, you shouldn't do that. But I'm putting conservative people on, and I'm very proud of Neil Gorsuch. He has been outstanding. His opinions are, you know, is so well written, so brilliant.
A heat wave is going on in the United States with record high temperatures from Denver all the way to New York City. Faith Lustig is a public health official. She has some tips on how you can beat the heat.
Not wait till you're thirsty, and to drink water. Not alcohol or caffeine beverages, but water.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Earlier today at the White House, President Trump spoke regarding the six-month anniversary of the tax cut plan and the Jobs Act that the White House passed. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, spoke to Fox Business about how these tax cuts are helping small businesses.
We were not competitive. Our larger corporations, our middle-sized companies, and I want to also add the smaller businesses had huge benefits from this overall tax bill, including not only a drop in corporate rates, but also the 100% immediate expensing of new plant and equipment, which, follow me on this, is stimulating capital goods and investment spending.
Today, President Trump is meeting with Republicans to discuss the next Supreme Court nominee. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee describes the sort of person he wants to see on the Supreme Court.
I want to see it to the Constitution. I'm so frustrated when people say we want a conservative justice, we want a liberal justice. No, what we want is a non-ideological justice.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Earlier today, President Trump gave remarks celebrating the six-month anniversary of the tax cut bill that he signed.
In terms of value or worth, we've created $7 trillion worth of value for our country. And people don't know this. We're double the size, almost double the size, because we hear China, and China's terrific. And our relationship is terrific. We're straightening out the balance, and I think most people want to see that.
It's not your imagination. An expert says your nose does look bigger in selfies. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes sniffed out all the details for us.
A reconstructive facial surgeon at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School named Dr. Boris Pashkover says it's not your imagination. Selfies do make your nose look bigger. So do any close photographs taken with a smartphone. And he says it's the smartphone that's to blame. They typically make the base of the nose look 30% wider and the tip of the nose look 7% wider when the photos are taken at close range. And selfies are typically taken from 12 inches away. He says it's not like he doesn't like their business, but he says when patients come in demanding nose jobs purely because they don't like how they look in their selfies, he proves it to them by taking a portrait at about a distance of 4 to 5 feet away. But still, he says, most of those patients still insist on nasal surgery, saying it's important for them to look good in their selfies.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.